Today is the 22nd day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we engage with and move through Christmas week. Mere days away until we celebrate Christmas Day all around the world together. I'm grateful to be here with you today and engaging with and moving through our annual family Christmas party at Daily Audio Bible, which has been and is a joy, and so I hope you are enjoying that as well. But we are here for the next step forward. And we began the book of Zechariah yesterday, and it's one of the longer books of the Minor Prophets. And so that will actually take us until the final couple of days of the year. So we are camping out in Zechariah and the book of Revelation for the next few days. And our next step forward in Zechariah today will be chapters 2 and 3. When I looked again, I saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. "Where are you going?" I asked. He replied, "I'm going to measure Jerusalem to see how wide and how long it is." Then the angel who was with me went to meet a second angel who was coming toward him. The other angel said, "Hurry and say to that young man, Jerusalem will someday be so full of people and livestock that there won't be room enough for everyone. Many will live outside the city walls. Then I myself will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem, says the Lord, and I will be the glory inside the city." The Lord says, "Come away, flee from Babylon in the land of the north, for I have scattered you to the four winds. Come away, people of Zion, you who are exiled in Babylon." After a period of glory, the Lord of Heaven's armies sent me against the nations who plundered you. For he said, "Anyone who harms you harms my most precious possession. I will raise my fist to crush them, and their own slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord of Heaven's armies has sent me." The Lord says, "Shout and rejoice, O beautiful Jerusalem, for I am coming to live among you. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord of Heaven's armies sent me to you. The land of Judah will be the Lord's special possession in the Holy Land, and he will once again choose Jerusalem to be his own city. Be silent before the Lord, all humanity, for he is springing into action from his holy dwelling." Then the angel showed me Jeshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. The accuser, Satan, was there at the angel's right hand, making accusations against Jeshua. And the Lord said to Satan, "I, the Lord, reject your accusations, Satan. Yes, the Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebukes you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire." Jeshua's clothing was filthy as he stood there before the angel. So the angel said to the other standing there, "Take off his filthy clothes." And turning to Jeshua, he said, "See, I have taken away your sins, and now I am giving you these fine new clothes." Then I said, "They should also place a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean priestly turban on his head and dressed him in new clothes, while the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord spoke very solemnly to Jeshua and said, "This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. If you follow my ways and carefully serve me, then you will be given authority over my temple and its courtyards. I will let you walk among these others standing here. Listen to me, O Jeshua, the high priest, and all you other priests. You are symbols of things to come. soon I am going to bring my servant, the branch. Now look at the jewel I have set before Yeshua, a single stone with seven facets. I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and I will remove the sins of this land in a single day. And on that day, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit with you peacefully under your own grapevine and fig tree. Revelation 13. Then I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had seven heads and ten horns, with ten crowns on its horns, and written on each head were names that blasphemed God. This beast looked like a leopard, but it had the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his own power and throne and great authority. I saw that one of the heads of the beast seemed wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed. The whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast. They worshipped the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they also worshipped the beast. "Who is as great as the beast?" they exclaimed. "Who is able to fight against him?" Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God, and he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months. And he spoke terrible words of blasphemy against God, slandering his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And he was given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all the people who belong to this world worshipped the beast. They are the ones whose names were not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the world was made. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone destined to die by the sword will die by the sword. This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. Then I saw another beast come up out of the earth. He had two horns, like those of a lamb, but he spoke with the voice of a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, and he required all the earth and its people to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. He did astounding miracles, even making fire flash down to earth from the sky while everyone was watching. And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belong to this world. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. He was then permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die. He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed here. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Psalm 141, a Psalm of David. O Lord, I am calling to you. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayer as incense offered to you, and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong. Let the godly strike me. It will be a kindness. If they correct me, it is soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it. But I pray constantly against the wicked and their deeds. When their leaders are thrown down from a cliff, the wicked will listen to my words and find them true. Like rocks brought up by a plow, the bones of the wicked will lie scattered without burial. I look to you for help, O Sovereign Lord. You are my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me from the traps they have set for me, from the snares of those who do wrong. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me escape. Proverbs 30, 18 through 20. There are three things that amaze me. No, four things that I don't understand. How an eagle glides through the sky, how a snake slithers on a rock, how a ship navigates the ocean, how a man loves a woman. An adulterous woman consumes a man, then wipes her mouth and says, "What's wrong with that?" Okay, so obviously this is Christmas week. We're days away from Christmas. Our kids, depending on how old they are like counting down the very moments and the very hours, the very minutes left at this point. And then there are some of us that are like packing and getting frazzled about traveling, and others of us are like deep cleaning everything because family's coming and some of them are pretty judgmental, and well, we're just getting everything ready because we're excited about it. And some people are traveling in and some people are traveling out, across town, across oceans even. The coming back together. It's a mixed bag, but a joyous time. It should be a joyous time. Those that were present in our early formative years, our siblings, our parents, our uncles, our aunts, our cousins, we are reunited with them. But even though we may have grown now into adulthood and have our own families, or we've moved to a completely different city, begun to build our own life with our own community, it doesn't take long to get back into that vortex, into that orbit, for us to fall back into the role we played when we were younger in our family system. So it doesn't take long before some of those soft places that have taken so long to begin to mend and heal begin to get touched again and scratched again. Old words of teasing or scorn put us back in our place, to put us back in the family system somewhere, that he begin to creep in. And then the differences, the idiosyncrasies between generations and different persuasions and different convictions and different worldviews and different world viewpoints, they start to slowly rub against each other. And before we can really even see it coming, somebody says something volatile. Some like Molotov word cocktail gets thrown out into the middle of the room and explodes, and there it is, it's on fire, and those words are pregnant and could give birth to a very bad situation, a very bad conflict, a very bad day. We encountered a prayer in the book of Psalms today that we could write down and fold up and put in our pocket. that offers incredible advice for navigating those kinds of circumstances, especially at this time of year. The psalmist says, "Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong. Let the godly strike me. That would be a kindness. If they correct me, it is soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it." Wow, that is so poignant. King David gives the words to this prayer. But the psalm itself compels us to make choices now, before the first gift gets unwrapped, before the first sideways word gets spoken. Because in the heat of the moment, words can form and be spat out into the world before they can be stopped. We must remember that who we used to be, even who we were when we began this journey through the Bible this year, is not who we are now. And we can choose to bring light and life and good news into situations where we would have once brought darkness. These decisions have to be made in advance, though. Let's remember, this is supposed to be the season that reveals God's unwillingness to abandon us in our own story. It shows us how deeply he longs to be a part of the story, and how intensely he wants to be with us no matter who we are, even including those that we often find ourselves in conflict with. The joy of this season, well, it's ours to give or it's ours to withhold. So may we invite the Holy Spirit to help us embody the spirit of Christmas, knowing that billions of our brothers and sisters all over the world are celebrating with us. And may we choose to be a light that shines the brightness of the kingdom as we celebrate the Advent, the arrival of the Savior. And may wherever we go, whether we are traveling or whether we are hosting, may wherever we step be holy ground, because the Spirit of the living God dwells within us, and we can allow that to flow, or we can dam that up and create chaos. May we choose to speak words that bring life into our lives and into our families in the coming days. Now, Holy Spirit, that out in front of everything sounds ideal, even sounds reasonable and reasonably easy. The triggers, though, the triggers of our lives, the places that are still young and unhealed, the places that are still trapped sometimes, that can so easily transport us back into a place that is trauma or that is unhealthy. These well-worn paths that we can just revert to are so easy and so quick and happen so fast that they bypass our prefrontal cortex, like we're doing things that we can't believe we're doing before we can even reason what's going on. So we don't really have a hope of success at this without the transforming power of your Holy Spirit. And that's what we ask for. Holy Spirit, come. Embody the atmosphere. Embody our spirits and our lives. fill us wholly with you so that we are not distracted or pulled into things that can create damage. Damage to others and further damage to ourselves. We ask for your help to navigate wisely and with all integrity a beautiful season, the most beautiful, wonderful time of the year. Your advent, your arrival, the world changes in this moment. May we not forget that. We ask this in the name of Jesus. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base. It's where you can get connected, be connected, and stay connected. And so check them out. Be familiar, stay familiar with what's going on around here. Obviously, we are in Christmas week, moments practically away from Christmas. And so our days, just days away. A lot going on this week, I'm sure, for everybody. So, the Christmas party is now available, as you can see. And so hopefully in these next couple of days leading into Christmas, it is bringing Christmas joy and cheer into your life as it does into our lives deeply. So drink deeply from that. Reminding you that Christmas blend, the Daily Audio Bible Christmas blend, we got some extra of that, and if you want to grab some bags of that to carry you through into the new year, even those are available at dailyaudiobible.com in the shop or on the app in the shop. Grab them while the supplies last, which won't be long. So many of you were asking for like additional bags that we tried to get some. It took us a while, so grab them while you can. Also reminding you of Blue Christmas, something that Jill and I are going to try to sit in with those of you who just kind of are dreading this week. And I realize that's not the majority of everybody, and in no way am I trying to like diminish the beauty and the joy and the wonder and the awe and the children's eyes and the excitement and all of that. No way. We're looking forward to being together as a family ourselves, having our annual Christmas breakfast together. It's going to be so yummy. Bacon and eggs and sausage and biscuits and gravy and hash browns, casserole and muffins and all of the things that make you need to take a nap almost immediately. So, looking forward to that. Fire in the fireplace. And kids and grandkids running around. And we also are aware of what it feels like to kind of be low, moving through hard seasons. And so, we just want to recognize that is a part of this community as well. And try to be present to that. And so that'll be Christmas Eve evening. At least that's the plan right now, that'll be available for Christmas Day. So if that's you, just be aware. Just trying to be there. Be a voice. Be present along with the Christmas party. Because there isn't a year that goes by that we don't hear from people that are like, man, the Christmas party was the only thing I had. And that like makes us sit down and catch our breath and like that was Christmas. That what we created together in a Christmas party, just in shouting out season's greetings to each other. That because it's multiple hours long, that actually carries people through, lifts them from depression, gives something of community and not being alone. So we just want to recognize that that's a beautiful part of our community and embrace it. So that's going to be happening. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, You can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Dab family. This is Rob. I'm currently in Florida. My wife is currently in Nova Scotia. And the rest of my family is up north in the United States. I'm going to be spending Christmas for the first time completely alone. And yeah, it's not easy. My marriage is on the verge of collapsing. I need some help with prayer towards mending that relationship back to health. At this point right now, I'm not sure what is keeping my wife from leaving the marriage. I need your prayers to help me do what I can to fix things, but I definitely can't do this on my own. I need the Lord to, hopefully it's His will to heal this marriage. And so I'm asking for your help to lift prayers up for myself and my wife, Kimberly. And yeah, thanks in advance.
This is Kathy from Kentucky. I have another urgent prayer request for my nephew, Charlie. He is soon to face eviction, and he has mental health issues. We just pray that the landlord will have mercy on him and not evict him. His rent is up to date. He doesn't quite understand things and what he needs to do to live as a member of society. So just pray for Charlie. And his sister Farah is the one who has breast cancer. And just pray for her too. Thank you very much. Kathy from Kentucky.
This is From Junk to Treasure, and we're lifting up prayer requests for this past Sunday's prayers and encouragement. Father God, there was a child of yours at 3:23. I don't believe she left a name. But you know this lady intimately, Lord, before she was even created in her mother's womb. She is suffering so much, Lord, and we lift her up to you, and we ask that you pour out an extra measure of grace and mercy for her. Surround her in her suffering and speak into her ear loving words from the Savior's grace and loving kindness. Protect her and lift her up and strengthen her, undergird her. Remind her every minute of the day for several days, Lord, when she is crying and bent over in sorrow and not wanting to be on this earth anymore. Lord, lift her up and give her encouragement and reasons to celebrate that she was created in your image and that you love her with a deep, passionate, undying love, unchanging love. You have made an oath that you will never leave or forsake us, Lord. And we ask you to pour into her those unchanging, truth that she will know how precious she is in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call it done, and we are waiting for a praise report from this precious lady.
Hey, my beautiful dad fam. This is KSD, hopeful daughter in Washington. I heard your call, and I just want to pray for you. Father, I lift up our sister, hopeful daughter in Washington, whose adopted dad and biological dad are in need of your hand to touch them in their circumstances, as her adopted dad has had a heart procedure and simply is in need of full recovery. And anything else that may be taking place in his life, Lord, will you continue to provide coverage in his life, but specifically from the heart procedure, and for her biological dad, who is in need of healing and deliverance. And you know all the details that that entails with her biological father. Bring healing, please, Father, to his life and to the circumstances in his world. And then for hopeful's husband, who needs employment, as well as to not push her away. She feels unequally yoked at times from her husband and wants to be able to release him to you. So, Lord, will you minister to these men in hopeful daughter's life and bring restoration, bring healing, bring deliverance, bring salvation, bring restoration in every sense of the word for these men, and strengthen hopeful daughter as she's walking through this season, in Jesus' name.